God, thank you that you're here right now. Let me just ask for divine wisdom, the truth right now, Lord, as we talk, as we dig into who you say that we are and who you are, Lord, that we would understand more fully and more clearly how amazing you are, how glorious and righteous and beautiful you are. Thank you, God. Yep. I'm gonna get out your Bible. We're gonna be in a short passage that many of you have probably heard and read several times, and if you haven't, then it'll be new for you. If you have, hopefully this will be a good reminder. But we're gonna go to Matthew 5. I feel like the last, just few years, I don't know if just, but, I just feel like it's speeding up, what God is challenging me with, and the amount of, self-reflection and just stuff that's going on inside of me is, I feel like it's, almost on this fast forward, and sometimes there's a lot, kind of coming at me and, trying to figure things out, and it's really good stuff, but sometimes I need to slow down and just be like, I want to connect it with all of who I am, and I become very cerebral and everything's kind of in my head, and I'm really in this journey of allowing it to connect more with just emotions and anyway, but as I've been reading this book, Dare to Lead, and I'm working through it slow because if I go fast, then I'm not going to remember what I read. And I told you guys a while ago we were going to talk about values and have a discussion on what those values are. And then I've got these papers that I printed off for you that Brené Brown has come up with. And this isn't a full list, but we're just going to do an activity to help each other narrow down to a few values in our lives. And as I've done that, I'm starting to think more and more, are my actions and behaviors in line with what my values are? And if they're not, then I don't want that behavior, right? And it gives me this grid. And I think sometimes we're like, oh, I want to do better. I want to be good. But what's the value I think that you're living out of is going to help you be able to recognize quicker which things are not lining up with that. And then when you're not in line with those values, you're like, oh, okay, now there's something that's off. So now I'm going to work on changing that. And so we're going to do an activity and talk about it. And then part of the activity is we're going to start with finding 10 things that connect with you on this list and then narrowing them down to 2, which is hard. And then you're going to spend some time writing what are some behaviors in your life that are going to line up with those and what are some behaviors in your life that won't. And it may be behaviors that you've noticed that you do that don't line up with that. And it's not about changing all of that right now, but I was talking with my mom the other day, and I don't know where I was leaving. It was work, I think. Maybe it was Friday. Was it Friday that I called you?
Thanks.
And realizing that oftentimes we come to God with these prayers of, God, change me, right? God, do work. And he is constantly working in our hearts. But we expect for him to change our behavior. And that's on us. That's our responsibility. And I think sometimes we're just like, oh, God, you haven't changed me because, look, I'm still doing this. He's like, oh, I've changed you. I've given you freedom. You have to actually walk it out with his strength, absolutely. But I think, and I've said this a couple weeks ago, I don't want us to settle where we're at. And I want us to be willing to challenge each other and say, hey, if we know each other's values, can we then say, hey, when you said that, is that really lining up with your value? And that's out of love, you know? But I think we need to be more willing to challenge each other, to challenge our spouses, to challenge the people in our homes, you know, to challenge our friends, and to be like in love to say like, hey, you said this is where you're headed. That doesn't seem like that's lining up. What's going on? And oftentimes I'll speak about myself because that's all I know. I don't know about your hearts. But for me, I know that I'm afraid to do that because I don't want to hurt people, right? And I want to get away from that lie that speaking truth into people's lives in love is about hurting people. And I think sometimes we don't step into that and be like, hey, that seems damaging to you. What's going on? Or just questions. Let's be curious. Like, you keep saying that, but what does that mean? Like, what's going on? And for me, as I've, you know, I was realizing today, I've been thinking about the values that I chose, and I'm not going to share mine with you until after you guys choose yours and narrow them down. And then if we're bold enough, I would like us to share what those values are. And it might change as you think more about it and as you look at your life, but just to have something to start with. And Brené Brown talks about that it's not having values at work and for business and the values at home. These are values that should spread across everything that you do. The way that you treat people and at places that you go and shop, or people at church, or whatever. How do we live our lives, you know, and how are our values coming out? And sometimes a lot of people are like, well, I don't really know who I am. I don't really know what to do, right? And I think if we can figure out our values, then we start to choose behaviors that line up with that, and it gives us a direction, a place to head. And there's so much throughout the Bible of these, like, things to do. And I think a lot of people will look at the Bible and I have in the past and get overwhelmed. And it's like, oh my gosh, it's all these things that we can and cannot do, right? But all those things are to bring us into more freedom, to be more fully who God actually created us to be. And I taught on, you know, 2 Timothy, a section out of that, and just thinking more and more about, in 1 Timothy, Paul is telling him about how to treat widows, how to treat older people, how to treat people that are younger than him, how to treat sisters, how to treat brothers, you know, how to pray, how to do these different things, because we need instruction on how to live. And sometimes we're like, well, I'm just going to find my way, right? And we just end up getting lost in that, you know? And I want us to be able to challenge each other in that. So the section I wanted to read about, and I was just thinking about what do I feel like shows this and lines up with this? And in Matthew 5, the section on us being light, I think, is really key for us right now. It is in my life. And so verse 14, so chapter 5, verse 14, he says, your lives light up the world, and let others see your light from a distance. For how can you hide a city that stands on a hilltop? And who would light a lamp and then hide it in an obscure place? Instead, it's a place where everyone in the house can benefit from its light. So don't hide your light. Let it shine brightly before others, so that the commendable things you do, your actions, your behaviors, how you live your life, will shine as light upon them. And then they will give their praise to your Father in heaven. And, like, awesome. In the past, I haven't wanted to put in the work to change my behavior. I want God to do this fix. And he has delivered me in so many ways, you know, throughout my life, right? I mean, just incredible freedom. All of us have experienced that. And then we feel like it's gone. Oh, my God, you don't love me because now I'm doing these other things. And if we sat back and look at some of the patterns that we are allowing into our lives, things that we're starting to do, what we did led us to the place that we are. It is. And not, I mean, there's external things. Hi. There's external things that happen to us that are not in our control. But what we choose to do, our behaviors, that's all we have choice over. Right? And I desire for myself to be more and more of a light. I desire to be able to shine bright wherever I go. Right? And I know I'm not going to be perfect. And so it's this balance of, like, giving yourself space to learn and yet continue to challenge yourselves to improve with his strength, right? And there's going to be times that you're going to mess up. So what do you do with that? Because you can still shine light through your failures. You can still shine light through your mistakes, because it's what you end up doing with that. You know, I talk to my students and we're trying to change the language of failing to learnings. And I said that before to you guys, but I feel like we can't, you know, a lot of these things, like, it's becoming more internal for me because I talk about this stuff a lot, right? So I'm going to talk to you guys a lot about it, so I'm hoping that it will become more internal for you. The more we hear it, we start to get those things, and they start to be the tape that plays in our heads, right? The truth that plays in our heads. Our days are full of choices, and I love that in that verse it says the things that you do will shine as light upon them. What we do is important. And it's not about works, right? And so some people will take that and it's like we're earning our salvation. We know that we don't earn our salvation. God doesn't love us anymore for us to be better people, right? His love is. That's it, period, right? So don't allow like shame and stuff. Like we've got to be careful with that. But we've got to talk about works. We've got to talk about actually how we live. And we do that a lot with how we love each other and how we talk about love and we talk about choices. And I just feel like more and more, like, that's what God has for us. What is the day-to-day living this out? Because it can be just kind of this ethereal, you know, spiritual knowledge. But if it doesn't start to come out as behaviors, then really is it internalized, right? And that's what I'm being challenged with. And maybe for you, you're not, and that's okay. But I am choosing to become more aware of my behaviors and checking if they line up with my values of how I want to live my life. And if they're not, then I'm going to take some effort to change that. And I'm going to choose to do something different than what I'm doing. I think it is Albert Einstein that says, but maybe it's somebody else, but you know, you do the same thing over and over and expect different results. That's insanity, right? We've all heard that. And yet, I do it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, God, I want to be more connected with you, right? I want to be more connected with you. And he's like, you're going to actually spend time with me. And we can often put those into these, like, religious categories. And that's a bunch of bull. It's not religious to be disciplined in your life. It's not. Like, I have struggled with that so much, and I've had to go through things of just like stripping everything out of my life and like putting back things. And I'm like, being disciplined is not bad. It is not religious. It is not controlling. It is actually freedom. Right? What's controlling us is those other things that are taking our attention away because we're allowing them to have a bigger part in our hearts than they deserve. And then we get down the line and we're like, oh my gosh, like, why was I doing that? Oh my gosh, I hurt somebody in the process of that, right? Like our lives, like what comes out of us, you know, but we allow it. You know, I mean, it goes from everything in our lives, you know, the way we eat, you know, the way we work out and take care of our bodies, the way we talk with people, the way we react with people. And if we don't know how to do something, then we go to those people who do, right? Because there are people who know more than I do. Like, don't come to me if you want to know how to build muscles. I'm just saying, go to Isaac, you know, if you want fitness, like expert, cause that's something he is like dedicated and figured out, like been disciplined in, right? Like that's awesome. You know, I'm still like learning how to take care of that, but like we are a whole person. And if we're not taking care of part of who we are, we're going to get sick in some way. It just, that is how it works. You watch people, we're going to get sick. Body, soul, spirit, we need to be caring for every part of who we are. And investing time and energy because you're worth it. And we get to these places like in our lives that I have, I got to keep bringing it back to me. I can only speak for myself. I get to these places where I get so frustrated. I'm like, why am I doing this? But I've learned habits, right? And habits are not easy to change. But there is so much out there, a lot of books that are not even like about God, but that are really good principles of how to live our lives. Amazing people that have really put in the effort to figure some of that out and the way that we function as humans. Now, I know that it's not in my strength. So that's also, that's, That is a huge bonus that we have. We don't have to do it alone. Mm-hmm. Right? God is totally the one that's going to be able to do it with us. Like, that's incredible. But what can he do with us if we're not doing anything with him? Right? Like, he cannot force us to change our behaviors. You know, we go through and do encounter, and we see a lot of people afterwards go back to their lives, and things get really hard because they didn't guard. And it's not, this isn't a shame thing. It's just what happens. People don't often guard what's taken place. God's like, I've given you freedom. This is the truth. And we choose to live something different and wonder how we got there. And discipleship is focusing on Jesus, and it's being real. It's being vulnerable, you know, and one of my hearts as a leader here and is to continue to be honest with my process, because it is a really messy one inside my head. And even this morning in my living room, crying to God and feeling so disconnected from my brain and what I'm feeling and not sure how to bridge it together, and sitting there and just being like, ah, and I just like yelled at the top of my lungs in my house. Like, I'm just like, I want something more. Like, what, like, God, like, and I know that he met me, and it's awesome. And he has such good for us, right? I mean, he has brought so many different people together, and the people that you know in your lives, to continue to challenge us and teach us things that we don't know about, right? That's beautiful. That's why being on an island doesn't work. That's why wanting to escape it all actually doesn't work, because you, sorry to say, don't have it all. Though we want to. I want to be the answers for everyone's problem. I don't know all the answers to everyone's problem, right? You know, like, I mean, I know it sounds, it can sound silly, but like, I start to put that weight on myself, you know, and I'm like, I can't do all this, and this is bigger than me. He's like, right. Because it's not all about you. Like, it's about the people that I'm building. Like, the people that I'm bringing, you know, with you. I think we need to just continue to be practical. I love, like, sermons about the glory of God. I do. And I love worshiping and just looking at him. And I love going into, like, scripture. But I feel like, as a whole, the church is struggling to figure out, how do we live it? Like, really live it. And sometimes we, like, we check off these other things. Well, that's not, you know, that's not a Christian book. I remember when my parents were pastors, this couple came to my parents, and they'd been there for a while, and they're like, you don't talk about Jesus enough. Every message my dad had mentioned Jesus. But he would reference books by people who are really wise in areas, you know, The Seven Practices of Successful People, or, you know, anyway, these other books. And people that have dug into things, right? And there's good that we can gain from that. But it's like, yeah, I know that my lens is Jesus, right? I know that my strength comes from him. But I don't think God's ever going to just open our brains and put all the knowledge that we have. Because then guess what? You'd go try to do it yourself, and you wouldn't build relationships. I think that we are limited because, first of all, we're always going to need him. And second of all, we're going to need each other. And that's how he designed it. Because it's in relationships with him and with each other that life actually has meaning and purpose. Right? And it's in those moments that I'm like, wow, I go to somebody, I need them to help me. That there's something for them to offer. That there's a bond that's built. If I only have things to offer other people and that's it, and I'm never receiving from other people, those relationships are messed up. You know, like we have to, like, and there's different levels of what we're giving to people, of course, right? So I want to do this activity and really spend some time, you, just you. If you have a pen, make sure you have a pen out. I've got some extra ones, but I'm going to ask you to give these back because these are my favorites. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. What was that, counting them? I'm going to count them. If you need one of my pens. And if you've done something similar with this, cool. Do it again. And maybe it can shift and change. You know, like, and then I want us to be able to discuss, but I was thinking today, I was at my house, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have people, like, do this, and that'd be cool. And I hadn't sat down to to figure out what behaviors I felt like needed to show my values. And I'm like, well, that, if I'm not willing to kind of wrestle with that, you know, like figure that out, then I can't expect other people to. And I'm going to be adding to mine as well. But so for those of you in the interwebs, we love you. And if you would like a copy of this, please hit me up and I'll let you know where to go. It's online. Brené Brown, Dare to Lead Resources, List of Values. You can find it there. I love you all.